up and welcome to another episode of Headbangers Kitchen. We're doing something different today and I'm going to be cooking some Indian dishes. And if you're wondering why, it's because we have George Kolias from Nile on the show today, all the way from Greece. So I thought, let's whip up some interesting Indian food for him. And we're going to make him some paneer parathas and mutton kebabs. Now these are not any ordinary Indian dishes. These are paneer parathas containing the spell to preserve its possessor against attacks from he who is in the water. And we have the black kebabs of vengeance. So now we're going to make the paneer parathas. So what we're going to do is start out by making the atta or the dough by taking 1 cup of flour, whole wheat flour, and adding some salt to that and a little bit of water, and slowly add more water as you require while kneading the dough to the right consistency. We're done kneading the dough, we're just going to add a little bit of oil to the dough and mix it in. Now that we're done making our atta or dough, it's time to make the paneer stuffing. We need about 250 grams of paneer. Paneer is cottage cheese, for those who aren't aware. We're going to add some salt to season. We're going to add about 1 onion, chopped fine. Some coriander, freshly chopped. And if you like it a little spicy, you can chop up some green chilies and add them to the mix as well. Once we've got all these ingredients together, we need to just mix them into the paneer and we have our stuffing ready. And don't be afraid to use your hands. Now we have a paneer ball too. We're going to roll out our dough and then stuff it with our paneer stuffing. We're going to fold this in right now and again cover it with a little bit of flour to avoid sticking. And now we're going to roll out the parathas. And don't be worried if your paratha looks strange or is this in a square shape or something like that. So don't worry about it if it looks strange. As long as it tastes good, that's all that matters. Alright, now we're going to cook our parathas on our tawa, which we're going to get nice and hot and put a little oil on. You also put a little bit of oil on top of the paratha. Yeah. And now we've completed our paneer parathas containing the spell to preserve its possessor against attacks from he who is in the water. So let's garnish these now with some butter and some fresh coriander. And there you have it, paneer parathas. So now we're going to make the For this, we're going to need 500 grams of mutton mince. To this, we're going to add some ginger garlic paste. About 1.5 spoons is enough. Season it with some salt. And now I'm going to make a chutney from onions, coriander and green chilies to add to the mince. So our chutney or paste rather is done. And I've kept it a little coarse so that the kebab has a bit of a bite in it. We're just going to add that in now. Mm. Now we're going to season this with some garam masala. And if you want it a little spicier, you can always add some more garam masala to it. Remember, cooking is all about making dishes that are suiting your palate. We're also going to add some dhania powder or coriander powder. All we got to do is mix this up. You want to get all those spices and flavors into the meat. So mix it really, really well and mix it evenly. All right, now it's time to fry our biryani kebab for vengeance. So what we're going to do is heat up some oil in our pan. Make sure the oil is nice and hot. Now we're going to make the kebabs and put them in the pan. As you can see, they have a nice caramelization on them. Alright, the kebabs are done and they look and smell delicious. So I'm going to take them out now. And remember, try and not overcook your kebabs because otherwise they'll be really dry. And they smell delicious too.
Now we will garnish them with some mint and some lemon. And now we're going to serve this with some green chutney,
coriander, mint, ginger garlic paste, green chili, salt. Now, just add a little bit of lime and you can actually serve the chutney as is. But I'm going to add a little bit of yogurt because that's the kind of chutney that I like with my kebabs.
And add some yogurt. Yeah, that's the color. And there you have it, the perfect chutney to go with your kebabs.
Those are good. We're gonna wait for George now. Meanwhile, I finish this.